coming early. Everyone's excited for a big night.
Brett Thielen is the science director at the Harris Center for Conservation Education. And earlier this week in Keene, she was the tour guide to Big Night. Generally speaking, Big Night is the first rainy spring night after the ground has thawed, with the temperature hovering in the 40s.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of salamanders and frogs all moving at the same time en masse to their breeding pools. And it's just exquisite. And most people don't even know that it's happening.
There are a handful of these nights every year. And when these animals are moving, driving long distances after dark is a cardinal sin in the eyes of the people who know about this migration.
And it doesn't take a lot of cars to do a lot of damage. They get hit once and then that's it for them. So we have organized volunteers, the Salamander Crossing Brigades, who come out and they basically are going to walk back and forth down this stretch of road looking for frogs and salamanders that are trying to cross, and they're going to move them across by hand.
Jack, I found another peeper.
Oh, Josh got him.
Okay,
good.
Hey, honey. Just
jumped up on me.
Thielen coordinates about 100 volunteers at more than a dozen crossings throughout the Monadnock region. She keeps a 5-day salamander forecast, and when conditions are right, she mobilizes her crew a few times a year. They set up salamander crossing signs at crossing hotspots and patrol the road with headlamps and buckets. In New England, the star of Big Night amphibians is the spotted salamander. They're black, with orangey-yellow spots and around 6 inches long. Chances are you haven't seen one before, because though they can live to be 20 years old, they spend 95% of their lives underground.
And so when people see a spotted salamander, it really blows their mind. I had someone a couple of years ago, a young family.
Thielen says this family drove through the crossing slowly, but then the car stopped abruptly and the father leapt out.
I've lived here 28 years. I have never seen this. I've never seen it. And he was getting ready to pull his toddler out of her car seat right in the middle of the road to see it because he was so excited.
The thing that you find is as you learn more about them, particularly when you learn to spot them on the roads during spring migration, it makes you not want to drive your car.
David Patrick works with the Nature Conservancy.
And roads, you know, roads are a problem for an incredible variety of biodiversity, but amphibians and reptiles, these slow-moving species that need to move between wetlands and uplands, you know, they're some of the organisms we're most worried about.
Estimates for how many frogs and salamanders are squashed on Big Night vary. Thielen's volunteers use the less-than-perfect methodology of just counting how many live salamanders they helped across the road versus how many dead ones they found. This year, they estimated about 75% of the critters at the Monadnock crossings made it to safety. One more scientific treatment found that on quiet roads, closer to 10% of amphibians get run over, but on busy roads, it's more like 50%.
But we tend to say, well, you know, they're still there. Why worry? You know, they haven't gone extinct yet. You know, without getting too far off topic, I think one of the problems we have with sort of conservation and the way that we manage and consider biodiversity is that we worry about the rare stuff, which we absolutely should be doing, but we're a little bit less worried about the common stuff. And I think we should be worried about the common stuff too.
Frogs and salamanders produce huge numbers of eggs and offspring, the vast majority of which are eaten by other animals. So squashing a quarter of them on the roads before they can reproduce shrinks the foundation of that food chain.
Who wants to pick up the big frog?
Sky, you want to get the big frog?
Thielen's crossing brigades in the Monadnock region were the only outfit in the state helping amphibians across the road on Big Night. Now, all that's left to do is listen to the frogs that made it safely to their pools and puddles as they sing and try to reel in a mate for this spring. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.